Freight Pay and Audit, FP&A process. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary's Supplemental Glossary defines freight pay and audit as follows. The process of examining carrier invoices to determine if the correct rate, discount, fuel surcharge, and accessorial charges have been applied to the shipment before paying the audited invoice. The complexity of carrier rate structures and contracts between shippers and carriers necessitates additional auditing. This process can be handled internally or can be outsourced to external freight payment companies or third-party logistics, 3PL providers. FP&A can be automated. Without such automation, the process typically involves extensive research that can be quite expensive in terms of labor. TMS software can provide automation and research tools. For example, the Home Depot is leveraging blockchain to resolve vendor disputes in real time to avoid it being a protracted process that used to take months to resolve. It provides participating vendors with visibility into Home Depot's receiving system. The system can determine where in the supply chain a discrepancy originated. The FP in a process also involves managing freight claims and freight settlement. Freight claims. A freight claim is a form the shipper submits to the carrier requesting financial reimbursement for loss or damage. It is sometimes called an over, short, and damaged claim. The contract specifies the time in which the claim must be filed in writing. The filing terms are governed by law and the original bill of lading. Domestic trade terms or Incoterms registered trademark trade terms will specify whether the buyer or seller should file freight claims. Freight claims can be submitted for visible damage, shortages slash overages. Number received differs from number ordered. Concealed damages that are discovered when the package is opened and losses due to delays. When a claim is submitted, it can be supported by photographs of damage, notes on a delivery receipt, and the invoice supporting the monetary value of the goods. If the documented value of the goods is less than its actual value, called a released value, to get better freight terms, the documented value is the maximum value that can be reimbursed. Freight claims cannot be submitted for uncontrollable factors such as natural disasters, acts of war, government seizure, extreme fragility, failure to appropriately package, and perishability. Freight claims submitted to insurers for containerized freight damage must accurately assess the cause, or the responsible party can make an accurate assessment, for example, improper bracing or dunnage. To this end, unloaders should cease unloading the container as soon as the damage is discovered whenever possible to enable a better insurance claim resolution. If not possible, then take extensive photos, segregate the damaged freight from other cargo, and mark it as damaged while also protecting it from further damage. As filing freight claims is a routine matter in the transportation industry, many carriers post filing information and sample claims forms on their websites.